his friends. This year should be a special schus. Avi Marinimi Marasi Shayichu. Schus Moshe Ben Peshadina Hainis Shlita. Schus Shmuel Ben Yamin. Ben Tishna Rachalea Stein Shlita. Schus Rabbi Eitan Feldman Shlita. Schus Rabbi Aaron Yisrael Ben Rosh Mordechai. Fight Shlita. And the schus Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther Jasmin Shlita, and Lilui Nishmas Arav Eliyahu Moshe ben Yitzchak Dov. And this is based on Torah that I received from Mori Barabi, Arav Agam Yaakov Dov and Hamnik Shlita. In Maseches Psachim, Adav Kuf Dalid, which was recently studied by those Dafyomi devotees, and is being studied also by many Bnei Yeshiva and Bnei Torah now as we get close to Pesach. It says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hamavdil tzarech shiyoymar, me'ein havdalah samuris b'Torah. When you say havdalah, you have to say those things that it says in the Torah about havdalah. Torah says various havdalahs. You also have to say, like the Torah says, Torah dika havdalahs. How the, when the Torah uses, when the Torah, it mentions them in the context of havdalah. We should say the havdalahs that are muras b'Torah, and not add on our own havdalahs. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei. Now we have Akasha, Seidu Havdalas Heach. What are those seven Havdalas? Omer Amavdi Ben Kodesh Lachol, Ben Or Lachoshech, Ben Yisrael Ami, Yom Shri Lashis Mehamase, Ben Tomei Latara, Ben Hayom Lacharova, Ben Maim Leyon Lamaim Tachtonim, Ben Kwan Ben Yisraelim. So here you have all these different Havdalas. Kodesh Lachol, Or Lachoshech, Yisrael Ami, Yom Shri Lashis Mehamase, Tambi the Tar, Yam Lacharava, Maim Leon, Maim Tachtonim, Kwan Vim Yisraelim. Vachosem, Besay der Beratius, Baruch Sol der Beratius, Vacherim Omer, Beyotse Beratius, Vyosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chosem Makadish Yisrael. So the Gemara then asks, if Rabbi Shuben Levi's right, you shouldn't mention Abdullah, it's not in the Torah. What does it mean, Bein Hayom L'charava L'oksiva Bein? The Torah doesn't say Lashon of Avdala. In other cases, it says Lashon of Avdala, but here, by Yom L'charava, it doesn't say Lashon of Avdala. So the Gemara says, erase that. So we're skipping a little bit in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Vayter, that Michta Mai Chasim, Rav Amar Mekadesh Yisrael, the Chasima is Mekadesh Yisrael. Shmuel says, Tamav Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. And Layit Allah Abaye, V'yisem Rav Yosef, Ahadir Rav. That Abaye cursed. And some say Rav Yosef, one who says Mekadesh Yisrael, because Abai felt that that's the halacha is not like Rav, the halacha is like Shmuel, and therefore he didn't like the chasima of Mekadesh Yisrael, but rather Amavda Ben Kodesh L'chol. Tana v'shmei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, kol choisei mekadish Yisrael, v'amavdo ben kodesh l'chol, ma'arichim lo yama v'shneisef. If you're choisei mekadish Yisrael, v'amavdo ben kodesh l'chol, that chasima, then you get arichus yama v'shanim. V'les hilchus ha-kavosei. And the halacha is not like him. You're not chosen brachas with two inyanim. Ain't also mitzvah chavilas chavilas. You don't make it packages. Just one chasima. Nehemar amavdu ben kodesh l'chol like Shmuel. Because Abai or Rav Yosef were machriya like Shmuel. So kasha is, what's this curse? Just say, we paskin like Shmuel, but to say that there's a layit Allah, what's this layit? So the Or Sameach was omed on the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos 29:3. Vezen nusach havdala, hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol. That havdala is a mavdu, that nusach is a mavdu ben kodesh l'chol. Says the Or Sameach, he quotes the Gemara Psachim, our Gemara, that layit Rav Amar Makadish Yisrael, and layit Allah Abaye, and Abaye cursed one who makes such a chasima. Nira de Bebeitza says the Or Sameach, ulekaman kuf yedzayin yamatav di Yisrael hu, dekavi yarche vekavi lishani makadish Yisrael. V'yein perak yesh nochlin barashbam di ramas chul shabbos ena tzricha kiddush beistin, ein makadshin. Echad b'shabbos lios shvi shelo shabbos, l'chein kemer makadish Yisrael b'avdala, Mechze keilu Shabbos tzricha kiddush beizdin. V'Yisrael mekadshei liyoy mechad sheishvi shelo Shabbos. So the Or Sameach explains, he understands that the union of the curse is because mekadish Yisrael is a michshel. People are liable to think that we're mekadesh the beginning of the week, like the Rashbam says we don't do. Doesn't need Kiddush Beis Din, but you might think you have to Mekadesh the beginning of the week in order that Shabbos should be holy. It's like we're Mekadesh the new month. And then Yantiv is Chal, so too you're Mekadesh Sunday so that the Shabbos is holy. That's a bad mistake. Because Kiddush Shabbos comes automatically. So when it says Mekadesh Yisrael about Yomim Tovim, so we're talking Makadish the Yamim Tovim. But Shabbos, we're not Makadish. So therefore, don't say in Havdalah Makadish Yisrael, because that's going to make us think that Shabbos comes because of our Kiddush. And that's bad news. It doesn't. Shabbos comes automatically. So that's the Or Sameach's understanding of the issue here. There's a michshel that people are going to think that we have to sanctify Shabbos on Sunday, like the Rashbam says in Bava Basra, that we don't. But if you say Mekadesh Yisrael, people are going to think that you do. The only thing is, it's difficult to say that that's pshat in the Gemara, because the mashmos of the sugi is that Rishu ben Levi gives an Eitzah. Mekadesh Yisrael v'amavdu ben kodesh l'chol. You say both. Mekadesh Yisrael v'amavdu ben kodesh l'chol, and you're not cursed anymore. So if the word is that Mekadesh Yisrael is going to make you think that our, we sanctify Sunday to make Shabbos holy, then how does Mekadesh Yisrael v'amavdu kodesh l'chol help? And the only reason we don't do it is because you don't have a double chasima. But otherwise we'd say both. What about the curse? So it seems from the sugya that there's no curse if you say both. If you say Mekadesh Yisrael v'amavdu ben kodesh l'chol, but according to the Or Sameach, there would be a curse. Okay, one can argue that, no, he didn't hold to the curse at all. He just said to say both. We could also learn pshat in the sugya that he made a pshara. He said, say both, and then you won't be cursed. But if the word is like the Or Sameach said, then why do you avoid the curse if you say both? Mekadesh Yisrael would imply that we sanctify Sunday and then Shabbos becomes thereby holy, and that's a big mistake. So it would appear that the curse of Abayim or of Yosef is only if you don't mention Chol. Since you say Mekadesh Yisrael, your machris that now Shabbos is over, the Kedusha Shabbos is finished, the Jewish people are sanctified, we had the sanctity, but we don't emphasize the Havdalah ben Kodesh L'chol. That's an important part of Havdalah, to be Mavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. Because that's the idea of Havdalah. The Rambam puts Havdalah and Kiddush together. They're both an inyan of sanctifying Shabbos. We sanctify Shabbos when it comes in, when it goes out. So what's the Eitzah? You have to mention Havdalah also, not just that Shabbos is holy and Jewish people are holy. So what do? You say both. Mekadesh Yisrael. So that mentions the sanctity of the Jewish people, which connects to the sanctity of Shabbos. And Amavda ben Kodesh L'chol. And then there's also the Havdalah. So this way you get both. And the reason we don't do this is because Ein Chos Min B'Shnayim. Maybe. V'yesh Od Ladun Harbe. It's Hashem, I hope in a future shir we'll return to it. In Bava Kama, Pei Zayin Amar Aleph, is a machlokas Rebbe Yehuda v'Rabbanan, if a suma is chayiv in all mitzvahs. And we pass like Rebbe Yehuda that a suma, blind person's putter. And the poskim agree that, many of them, that he's putter in mitzvahs esay and he's chayiv in los esay. And it's mefurish in the sugya that Rabbi Yosef had tsar from this psak because he was a suma. And he wanted to be mitzuba v'yose. I am b'vakam pezayin. In brachas it says, "Amar Rav Rava Noshim Chayavos b'kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah for pisha imitzayis yishman groma." Why? Because it says zachor and it says shamor, and women are chayiv in shmira in the losaseh, so also chayiv in zechira. So therefore, women are chayiv in zechira and kiddush. Rashi says, "Kiddush Hayom mitzayis yishman groma zachor esam shabbos lekachas zechray olayayin." So Rashi says that Kiddush Yom is a mitzvah say shizman grama zachor yisayom shabbos lekacho zachorei al hayayin, that's zachor, and then shmira is lo sasek melacha. And women are chayiv in shmira, in los asays, so they're also chayiv in kiddush. How do you know they're chayiv in shmira? Because the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says, that women are chayiv in all mitzvahs asay, bein shazman gram, bein shazman grama. If it's a los asay, it doesn't matter. Women are chayiv in all the los asays. So from this, learn Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Chuvis, Madura Tinyana, Simon Kufnon Gimel, that a suma is also chayiv in kiddush hayom. Because he's chayiv in los asay, so memela he's also going to be chayiv in kiddush, just like women are chayiv in los asay, they're chayiv in kiddush. However, the Mordechai in Maseches Megillah writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tuvia that a suma is pater mikiddush hayom. So you see, the machlokas haposkim if sumas are chayiv in kiddush. Kiveger says yes, they're chayiv in shmira, they're chayiv in zechira. Mordechai says no. The mitzvah says man grama. There's also a machlokas Rishonim. If Havdalah is part of Kiddush, Zechreu al Yain, it says Zechreu Tzom Shabbos Lekacho, Zechreu al Yain Ele B'yom V'Layla Minayin. See, according to the Gemara in Daf Kuvav, you only learn from Zechreu Tzom Shabbos Lekacho, Kiddush Yom V'Kiddush HaLayla. However, Rashi and Nazir, Daf Dalid, brings the gear to Zechreu Tzom Shabbos Lekacho. I only know when it comes in, how about when it goes out? So you see that mitzvah Havdalah is part of mitzvah Kiddush Hayom. And apparently there's also the Girsa of the Rambam who paskins in Ochel Shabbos mitzvah Zeseh Menatar Lekadish Yisrael Shabbos B'dvarim Shedem Rezachar Yisrael Shabbos Lekadish Zachreu Zachir Shabbos V'Kiddush Tzar Zachreu B'Kinisasu V'Yitziyasu B'kinisasu b'kiddush hayom b'yitziyasu b'avdalah. So the Rambam also learns like Rashi and Nazir that the is a part of the mitzvah of kiddush is b'kinisasu b'yitziyasu. When it goes in, when it goes out. In Shavuos Yud Ches Amid Bey, says Amar B'chi Abraham Rav Yechanan, Kol ha'mavdil al-yayin v'motzei shabbos is havin l'banim zecharim. Ksiv l'havdil b'en ha'kodosh v'en ha'chol. Ksiv ha'asim l'havdil b'en ha'tomi b'en ha'tor v'samach l'isha kisazriya. So one end it says to be mavdil b'en kodosh l'chol. So if you're mavdil b'en kodosh l'chol, if you say Avdallah, then you're zilche to what it says there, isha kisazriya. Banim Zacharim, Isha Kisazriya V'Yolda Zachar. The Magid Mishnah, the Rambam, and the Shabbos writes, even the one who's not Goris, B'Yitziyasu Minayin, like Rashi has a Girsa, B'Yitziyasu Minayin, I know when the Shabbos goes in, you have to be sanctified, I know when it goes out. So even if you don't have that Girsa, still, what's the din? Even though Havdalah is not part of Kiddush, but Chiyuv Havdalah is still Doraisa, because of the Jerusha and Masecha Shavuos of L'Havdil Ben Kodesh Ben Chol, and then it says L'Havdil Ben Atami Ben Atar V'Samach L'Isha Kisazriya. So the Gemara learns that when it says in the Pasuk L'Havdil Ben Kodesh Ben Chol and Ve'ikri Yad Aleph, talking about Kashrus, it's also talking about Shabbos. So the Kiddush is Doraisa, even if you don't learn like Rashi's Girsa and Nazir, that sanctify it when it goes in, sanctify it when it goes out. It can be Daraisa from the Gemara in Shavuos Yudches Amid Beis that learns it from a different pasuk. However, there's an afgamina between these two makaros. If Chovas Havdalah is Al Tzkiddush Hayom B'Yitziyaso, so it has nothing to do with the Isurei Melacha B'Shabbos, because we learn it from Mitzvah Zechira, which is a Mitzvah Seseh. And we don't find the Nusach of Kiddush any Zecher L'Isur Melacha. Just V'Shabbos Kacha V'Avar Otzoni Chilan. So if it's learned from Kiddush Hayom B'Yitziyaso, then it has nothing to do with the Surah Melacha B'Shabbos. But if it's learned from L'Havdil Ben Kodesh Ben Achol, so then it's Surah Melacha B'Chlal. Now you're sanctifying between what's holy and what's secular. So that what's holy includes Isura Melacha, unless you want to say in Kiddush also, the Shabbos Kodesho, Ba'avar Otzoni Chilano, maybe the Shabbos Kodesho, but that's not talking, it's saying Shabbos is holy. Here we're being Mavdil Ben Kodesh Ben Chol, meaning we're Mavdil between doing Melacha and not doing Melacha. So if you learn that that's the Makor Shavuos, then in Havdalah we allude to the Melachas of Shabbos. But if you learn that it's the Kiddush B'Yitziyaso, it's not about the Melachas of Shabbos. Shabbos Kufnun, we say that Amavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol is Matir Melacha. So Akopanim, based on what we said, we could say that Rav Yosef understood that somebody who's Chosei Mekadesh Yisrael learns that the Chovas Havdalah is part of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayom. And it's a mitzvah essay, and a sum is not chayiv. And somebody who's Chosei Mamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol learns that Havdalah is L'Havdu Ben Kodesh L'Ben Achol, which includes the Los Assays. And it's being Mavdil Ben Zmana Asir Ben Malacha and Zmana Mutter Ben Malacha. And a sum will be chayiv. So we can say that maybe Rav Yosef cursed somebody who said Mekadesh Yisrael, because then it would come out that a summa isn't chayiv. So all it is a mitzvah essay of Kiddush, sanctifying Shabbos when it goes out. And therefore a summa wouldn't be chayiv, and Rav Yosef was a summa, so he was upset about that. See, he didn't like the one who was Chosei Mekadesh Yisrael, because then it would come out that that a summa isn't mitzuveh in Havdalah. If you say L'Havdil Ben Kodesh Ben Achol, so then he's mitzuveh, because then it's about the Isura Melacha. But if you say it's Mekadesh Yisrael, then it's just an assay, so then a summa is not mitzuveh. But again, that would all be according to the Mordechai, because the Mordechai holds that a summa is pater from Kiddush. according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that he's chayv in Kiddush, and we can't say that because then he also be chayv in Havdalah. Assuming chayv in Havdalah, and therefore Rabbi Yosef wouldn't curse such a person. And therefore the Gemara is a suffix. Did Rabbi Yosef really curse or not? Was it Rabbi Yosef or was it Abaye? So that's a possible mahalach in understanding the suffix, whether it was Rabbi Yosef who cursed or not. That if you learn like the Mordechai, that as soon as Pater Mekiddush Hayom, then yeah, Rabbi Yosef is upset, because now you're saying that I'm Pater from Havdalah, because Havdalah is learned from Kiddush, and I'm Pater from Kiddush. So he didn't like the Mekadosh Yisrael. He liked Mavdu Ben Kodosh Lachol, because then it's about the Yisr Melacha. And then Assum is going to be Chayev, because he's including the Yisr Melacha on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, then anyway he's chayv in Kiddush Hayom, so he's also chayv in Havdalah, so he has no problem with the person saying Mekadosh Yisrael. According to the Mordechai, he does have a problem with saying Mekadosh Yisrael, that means he's pater as a Summa. So therefore the Gemara says this is suffix. Okay, definitely a food for thought, and we should be zocha to return to this fascinating sugya and see more and more in the flaws of Mitaros Hashem. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening. Sweetest and most beloved friends.